If you're working out, staying disciplined, doing all the right things, but you still feel tired, worn down, or stuck in a cycle, pushing and crashing, this conversation is for you. Today, we're talking about why recovery, mindset, and longevity matter more than ever, and how real performance comes from alignment, not burnout. Now, today I'm really excited because we have a very special guest. Her name is Sarah Bomar, and she is a fitness and wellness entrepreneur who combines training, sleep, recovery, and mindset to build in long-term health and sustainable performance. I'm so excited, Sarah, that you're on the show today. Like, I just like to get right into it. So, like, I'm just
Let's
gonna,
do
I want to.
it.
One of the things that I wonder is why so many people are training harder than ever, yet injuries, fatigue, and burnout are everywhere. Like, why do you think that's happening?
Honestly, it's more than likely one of two things. One, the training is not building on top of where it should be. And or that person, especially women, doing way too much high intensity training, then cortisol spikes. And because it gets so high, it takes that much longer to come back down to baseline. And I know that so many women, they just want to lose weight. They want to be toned. They want to have the long muscle. They want to be super lean. And so in that, they think, oh, I need to be doing this high intensity interval training. But then as cortisol goes up, hormones are going to come down. And then you don't have the baseline, you don't have the recovery set in place to bring those things back to that homeostasis. So then your fight or flight is on at all times. You don't have proper recovery, or you're masking it with caffeine, coffee, wine. You're not sleeping. Like all of these things are just then creating that bigger and bigger gap, which then leads to the burnout. It leads to poor sleep. And then if you're not sleeping, then what do you need in the morning? You need more caffeine, and then you're wired all day long, and then you can't fall asleep again at night. And it's just this perpetual cycle that we're not actually getting the rest and recovery that we need. And social media does not help either, because we're constantly consuming way too much information all day, way too much news, way too much just content. Like we as human beings, we're not meant to absorb this much stress and absorb all of the world's problems every single day. So then your recovery, it's just it you cannot ever find this balance and this homeostasis. And so then obviously, like I said, that leads to the burnout, that leads to the poor sleep. You're not recovering, you're not seeing results in the gym. You're then turning to food for comfort because you're being hit with all the world's problems, and then you're sad, and then you need the dopamine of the sugar. And it's just constantly perpetuating itself, which is why you feel so good on vacation, because you're probably not checking your phone a lot. You're probably not worrying about work and emails and a phone call and getting back to someone right away. And we're constantly just in this respond right away. I have to do this right now. I can't sit down. I can't just let myself breathe and take a second and like be in my body. And so it's a lot of things. So like training and social media absorption, like all of that. But then I also think that so many women's problems are unfortunately hormone related. I think I know I saw a stat a while ago, but I think it was women are like we are introduced or exposed to like 100,000 endocrine disruptors every single day. So then your hormones are also out of whack, your training isn't right, your recovery is non-existent, or you're not doing the right thing. And then you're trying to mask it with all of these feel good foods and drinks, and then consuming the social media to numb yourself. And it's just this perpetuating cycle of burnout.
I agree. I agree totally. I think so many women go through that. And when your cortisol level is pumped up too, your chances of losing weight is like very slim. When your cortisol level is up, that's when people really start putting on the weight, not losing the weight. And it's so easy. There's so many factors that could just raise your cortisol level. When people think fitness, they usually think more effort. Like, why is that mindset often the problem?
So, like I said, so when you are just going balls to the wall and you are getting your heart rate up to that zone five or, 170, 180 beats a minute, and you're not bringing it back down slowly, your body isn't used to that, then you will be stuck in that fight or flight. You're stressing your body out so much. And yes, stress is inevitably good if you can bring it back down properly. But so many women especially just, they don't have a proper training program, or they're afraid to ask someone, or they can't find someone in their area to work with one-on-one. They don't want to purchase a program online. Just trying to meal please things from YouTube and Instagram and social media and TikTok and what they see in magazines and what their friends are doing. And so I always say you can have 20 chocolate chip cookie recipes in front of you, but if you're taking bits and pieces from all of them, the recipe's going to taste awful. And I think too, so many influencers on social media, they show the workout, they don't show the recovery. And I think that, like, your workout really, I mean, even if you're in the gym for an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, that's still significantly less than the remaining 22 hours of your day. So, like, yeah, the workouts are cool, but are we fueling our body with whole foods? Are we getting enough protein? Are we getting enough fiber? Are we getting enough water? Do we stop drinking caffeine at 2 p.m.? Do we have a sleep routine to where we're going to bed around the same time each day? Are we cautiously and carefully consuming content on social media so that our cortisol isn't constantly at this all-time high because you're so worried about, and empathy is amazing, but at the same time, if it's hurting you and your mental health, then it's not worth it to consume. Because at the end of the day, you have to live in your own head, in your own body. And if you're constantly fighting yourself, then how can you fight for anyone else if you aren't properly aligned?
Exactly. Now, how does the disconnect between mind and body show up, not just in workouts, but like in everyday life?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very evident, unfortunately, on social media. You see all of these just like nasty negative comments, and when people aren't aligned in their own bodies, they then have to look for outside validation for things to align themselves with. So then they get this mob mentality of, oh, we're gonna hate this today and we're gonna hate that tomorrow, and then you become so out of balance and so just unshifted. You aren't aligned anymore. And so then it just keeps perpetuating itself. And it's that, I need that dopamine. Who can I get on my phone and start to feel something, because hormones are out of whack. So there's no happiness or enjoyment in anything. And the only time they get happiness is being angry and being miserable. And that's the only way they can actually feel something, or picking a fight with your husband, or being short with your kids, or, fill in the blank, X, Y, and Z. And so then, it's just this complete misalignment of what's actually going inside, what you feel in your body, and then what's going on in your head.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what happens when recovery is treated as an optional instead of an essential?
I mean, you're never going to see the results that you want or really deserve. Like, that's the thing that, like, really bothers me the most, especially when I see women in the gym. I'm like, I've seen you for years. You lift hard, you're super strong, yet the body's not changing. So what's going on here? Oh, you're training too much. Oh, you're not actually resting and recovering and letting that cortisol come down, letting your body realign, getting yourself out of that fight or flight. Adrenals are probably shot on so many women because you can't bring yourself down from whatever exercise program you did, or if you have a high stress job, or if you never stop moving and doing things, like, your body, you are not meant to constantly be working out, doing house chores. Like, yes, those are essential things, but you also have to find the balance in, okay, how can I rest? How can I recover? How can I realign myself? Which is why I love Pilates so much, because it really does force you to slow down. There's no outside noise, there's no phones. It's just you in your body reconnecting to everything. And I think that just plays a huge role, whatever it is for you. If it's the sauna, if it's red light, if it's just taking a walk with a friend and you don't bring your phone, whether it's a spa day, whatever it is for you, just finding it and really treating it as the recovery that your mind and body both need.
Right, 100%. Now, what changes when someone starts training and living with longevity in mind instead of just short-term results?
I mean, everything improves. That's the beautiful thing about weight training and exercise in general, really focusing on just non-processed, high-quality foods. You can't be disciplined in the gym and not be disciplined in other areas of your life. Like, it just does not correlate. So once you can build those habits and that foundation in the gym, that discipline and motivation and really relentlessness just kind of bleeds into every area of your life. But especially as women, when you start training, you're going to be able to eat more because you have more muscle, and moving more muscle takes more calories, which is amazing. The goal is to obviously eat as much as we can. We don't need to be on these 1200 calorie toddler diets. Like, we need to be eating more and more and more calories to fuel the body, fuel the mind, our central nervous system, our lymphatic system. Like, everything needs calories if you are getting whole food, high quality sources of food, supplementation, vitamins, the whole nine yards. So yeah, I mean, as far as weight training goes, your bones will be stronger. You will have a much more fulfilled life, I think, because not only is the gym great for obviously changing your body, but you'll start to make friends. You'll be around like-minded people. It just completely shifts that mentality, and like just being able to be motivated by friends, have the social aspect of it too. I've not ever met one person who was like, oh yeah, I really like the gym, but no areas of my life improved elsewhere. Like, it just doesn't happen. Your marriage will get better, your friendships will improve because you now are taking care of yourself. You're getting that dopamine, you're getting all of those happy hormones out there because you're pushing your body, because you're weight training. And then the
Right.
recovery, obviously, to help facilitate the growth and, just actually getting to see the goals that you're working so hard for in the gym.
Definitely, 100%. Now, recovery is finally becoming part of the mainstream conversation. What does real recovery actually look like beyond that, taking a rest of the day?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think recovery is twofold. It's mind and body. And so if you do feel like something is off, schedule a therapy session. Find someone in your area that can help you work through those problems, whether it's childhood, whether it's adult, whether it's a combination of both, whether it's couples counseling or one-on-one. There are so many amazing benefits to therapy, just unlayering all of that, unpacking it all, and really working through it. And then once you get the mind right, I just feel like too, everything else just seems so much clearer. You can have such a better direction and a path and a focus because you're already taking care of what's going on between your ears. And so, yeah, I mean, recovery definitely is becoming more mainstream with all of the biohacking devices. I mean, I have my red light right here. I have my salt lamp. I have my ShiftWave chair right behind me. We have the sauna downstairs. We have the cold plunge. We have all of these, have the power plate. We have all of these things that I think a lot of people, it used to be looked at as like, ooh, this is all woo-woo, and we need to be grounding and going outside and standing -9 today, and I need to go ground for a few minutes. But you just feel so much better in your own skin. And I just feel like it's making us more human, because I feel like so many people are just extremely robotic. They just go through the motions. They don't really have joy anymore. They're constantly worried about like, oh my gosh, what's going on today in the world? Or what can I respond to now? How can I have an opinion about this? And it's like, I feel like that just comes from a place of like not knowing who you really are and not being rooted in your beliefs. So you're looking for outside sources to validate those beliefs. And then you have a little group of people, and it's like, ooh, I have friends because we all hate the same thing. That's a miserable way to live. Like, what, your mind is so incredibly powerful. And if you tell yourself, yeah, I'm going to go to the gym, but I'll probably never see results, you're right. You won't. You have to be so focused and so hell-bent on the fact that, like, and manifesting, I think, plays a huge role in this too. Like, have the vision board, have the person that you want to look like or the physique that you want. And then we build those habits to achieve that goal. But if you're telling yourself, I'm never going to get this, I'll never look like that, then you're right. You won't, because your mind will not let you be wrong. So you're then self-sabotaging. Then we're really not recovering. Then we're really trying to find all these band-aids and these fixes to make ourselves feel better, or just give us that little bit of quick hit, and then we're on to the next thing.
Right. Oh, I agree with you 100%. Now, when it comes to sleep, how do sleep, the nervous system, regulation, and mindset directly impact physical performance and health?
No, I mean, it's everything. Like I've worn my Oura Ring for the last almost 5 years now, and I absolutely love it. Like this is the best fitness tracker I've ever used. I originally got it because I wasn't able to get pregnant right away with our son. And so I'm like, I need to start taking my body temp, but like, I can't because I have a 9-month-old and like, you need 3 hours of sleep and you have to take it at the same time each morning. It's like, this is just not working. And one of my friends is like, you should get an Oura Ring. And I absolutely fell in love with it, and it forces me, I'm very competitive, so it forces me to almost be competitive with myself. Cause I'm like, okay, I cannot eat close to bed. I need to go to bed around the same time. I need to, you know, make sure I'm getting into my REM sleep as soon as possible. My sleep latency, just your sleep score, your readiness, your HRV. So all of these things happen. I mean, sleep deprivation is a form of torture. And so if you aren't prioritizing high quality sleep, everything else is going to hurt, because then, like I said, you're going to be tired in the morning. Okay, now we need caffeine. Oh, now we need a little bit more. Oh, now I can't fall asleep the next night because I had too much caffeine during the day. Oh, now I'm consuming my blue light and my phone right before bed, or even in bed. And now my brain isn't ready to go to sleep because it thinks it's daytime because you're hitting it with all of that light. And so it's just, technology is amazing if you can be disciplined and know when to cut it off and when to stop using it. That way you can really just prioritize yourself. But yeah, if your sleep is off, I mean, digestion's going to be off. You're not going to be recovering properly. Nervous system is going to be through the roof. Adrenals are going to be shot, you know, and just every organ in your body, it needs that rest. It needs that recovery. And so sleep is, it is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself.
Oh, I agree. Now, what would you do differently if you were starting today?
I don't know if I would do anything necessarily different. I feel so when I started my fitness journey back in 2012 on Instagram, I mean, you didn't have videos, you didn't have stories, you hardly had any female bodybuilders. There was never anyone to look up to really in the fitness space. You could kind of count on Pinterest sometimes, but those workouts were like, here are some tone arm workouts. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to get muscular using these workouts. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I feel like now, if you are getting started right now, you are in such an incredible time because of all the free content that is out there and how many people are producing workout videos and tips and tricks and meal plans and recipes and what I eat in a day and just giving these insights into what they're doing. Now, even if you copied it 100%, no one is ever going to look like the next person. We're all genetically different. However, if you can then, if you're following the right people, and if their daily habits are then motivating you to do better, whether it's eat healthier, drink water, get to the gym, get your steps in, sleep, do your recovery, I think that is like, that's the thing that I wish I had when I started, because when I first started my fitness journey, I was just winging it. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. There were a few male bodybuilders on YouTube, but nothing like, I was 90 pounds when I started my fitness journey. Now I'm almost 140. So like it took me a long time just because there wasn't any information out there. And so now like, I look at all these young girls in the gym and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys have like 10 years on me. But it's amazing to see that so many young women especially are starting so early in the gym, and especially with weight training. Like, I do feel like that stigma has definitely shifted for women, especially in like the younger generation, and even the mom generation. So many people, if they're new moms, like they want to be strong for their kids, they want to be healthy. And so I think that's incredible. But that's one of the reasons I created all of my fitness programs, was because it was something that I wish I had when I first started. And that's what I want to give so many, because it is intimidating. The gym can be intimidating. If I started rock climbing tomorrow, I would have no clue what I'm doing. I would feel like a fish out of water at a rock climbing gym. But if I followed someone and they went through, here's your equipment, this is what it's called, and you can have that baseline education going into it, I think that just gives you that much more confidence. You're that much more likely to stick with it, that much more likely to enjoy it, and then ultimately see results.
Exactly. Now, a lot of people feel guilty slowing down. Rest means weakness, in a lot of people's heads. Like, what do you say to those people?
I mean, it's just not true. You look at everyone who is successful. Like, they take a full day off of social media on a Saturday or a Sunday. They're prioritizing vacations and daily recovery, and they're prioritizing their mental health because they know that if they're not sound of mind, then their children are going to suffer, their marriage is going to suffer, their businesses are going to suffer. So I think it's just finding the right people to follow, who aren't, balls to the wall, no rest days, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Like, that mentality is like, it's very cliche to me, because I'm like, yeah, if you're not sleeping, you will be dead very soon. That's kind of how it works. So you will be sleeping for a long time. So, you just have to find people who are walking the walk, but then also talking the talk. And that's one of the reasons that I share my Oura Ring data, like, almost always. So I'm like, yeah, having big biceps is cool. Having big glutes, that's cool. Having a six pack, even neater. You know what's really, really cool? When your HRV is super high, which shows that you can handle stress very well. Oh, you know what also is really cool? The fact that this ring, this fitness device, can track my stress, and then I know what my stressors are and what my triggers are. And so I think it's really just about finding the right people to follow and buy into that are, one, certified to be talking about what they're doing, but then two, are actually showing you, like, this is what I looked like. This is my transformation. These are my credentials. This is what I do every single day. I'm not saying you have to do it, it's just what I do. However, prioritizing the recovery and the sleep and the wellness factor behind fitness is almost as important, if not more important, than the actual training itself.
Now, if someone was listening who wants to feel stronger, more energized, and healthier in the next 30 days, what's one thing they should start and one thing they should stop?
So, one thing they should start, if you are experiencing signs of a hormone imbalance, whether that's poor sleep, brain fog, bad skin, hairs falling out, low libido, no energy, joints are hurting, all of the things, so many things, unfortunately, are hormone related. So I would suggest first a hormone panel. Selfishly, I am on HRT. I've been on HRT for 3.5 years, and it completely changed my life. And if I could put someone in my body October 2022 versus now, January 2026, every single person would be signed up for a hormone panel. They just would be. And so it's about finding a specialist that will actually listen to your concerns, listen to your problems, and then just really figuring that out. Because if you are doing everything right, let's say you are following it perfectly to a T, but the hormones are off, yes, you will see results. However, once you get those hormones balanced, your results will be 10, 15, 20x what they would be if you didn't get them checked out. So, like I said, we did start a telehealth company last week. We've been working on it for almost 3 years, and it just takes all of the gaslighting out of it that I know so many women experience with OBs or family practitioners. And so it's a virtual consult. You then go get your blood work gets into the pharmacy, prescription gets sent right to you. And our providers actually, like, listen to the symptoms. We're not just treating a lab range. We're, like, listening to the symptoms, which I think is phenomenal. Like, symptoms are a good thing. They're letting us know that something is wrong. Like, imagine if we didn't have symptoms and we just had to, like, kind of guess. So symptoms can be very beneficial if you have a path on how to fix them. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you would necessarily feel a huge difference after 30 days on HRT. However, at, like, that 8 week mark is really when a lot of women especially say they start to notice and feel a huge difference. And then at, like, that 6 month mark, it really does seem to just, your body just does a complete 180. But if you're looking to just feel better in the next 30 days, just trying to hit 10,000 steps a day and trying to get some movement in, whether it's weight training, Pilates, yoga, spin, anything, like, you are going to see so many benefits, but then feel better as well. And then something that I would not do in the next 30 days, I know this might ruffle some feathers, but I would give up alcohol. And I know that that is a lot of people's social time. It's their way to wind down at night. However, alcohol is a poison, even if you're consuming it in very small amounts. And so I think that's a very easy change for a lot of people to make. It's you actually save money. You don't have to buy this thing now. And so not only are you saving money, but you're probably going to sleep better. You're going to feel better. You're not going to eat all the bad calories when you are drunk or hungover, whatever. And it just helps equalize everything that much better when you're not putting a poison in your body and then wondering, oh, why didn't I sleep great? Well, your body was trying to purge yourself of this snake venom that you just put into it. So if we could cut that for 30 days, I think so many people would see huge benefits.
Oh yeah, I agree. Now, when it comes to this episode, what do you want to see listeners walk away with? Like, what are three key takeaways that you would love to see listeners walk away with that will help them tremendously?
I would love women to not be afraid of the weight room, whether that's you find a personal trainer or find someone online or just use the free content that's out there if you're just starting out. So one would be weight training. Two would definitely be just prioritizing sleep, prioritizing that recovery, going to therapy if that's what you need. Just like taking your own life back in whatever way possible, I think is so incredibly empowering. And then three, getting hormones checked. Like that's it is it's my it truly I feel like is my life's purpose now that we have this company. Like it's made such a difference in so many women's lives and real life friends of mine that I see at the gym, like all of them are on HRT and they're like, I don't know why I didn't start this sooner. So I think those would be my three things: weight training, recovery, and hormones.
Yeah, I started going through perimenopause at 39. I didn't even know what the hell was happening.
Wow.
And I went on, hormone therapy, and boy, did it change my life. Like I had it really bad. I had every symptom pretty much except for hot flashes, which maybe I got twice, but everything else was like major. I couldn't even get out of bed. I was so fatigued. I started therapy, and wow. So for me, it took about, I started seeing many changes. And then I would say around the 3 month mark, I started to see some pretty good changes. And then around 6 months, I saw some pretty major changes. And then when going towards the end of the year, I felt like a new person. And I felt like I was in my 20s again. Like I just had that energy back. I was just so vibrant, clear-minded, I could focus. It was just like my life back again. It was like major for me. So yeah, it
I
was
almost
incredible.
think too, I actually I do think I'll be 37 next month, and I think I feel and I know I look better than I ever have in my entire life, even before kids, even in college, 21, 22. Like my body now and how I look and feel is 20x what it has been in my entire life, which is crazy to say at almost 37 and after two kids. And it's also wild how it's the smallest. I mean, as you know, we're women. We don't need like this abundance of testosterone. It is the smallest prescription. It's the smallest amount of liquid or a pill or whatever, but it can make that big of a difference. It's mind-blowing.
It is mind blowing completely. Now, for people who want to get in touch with you, can you tell people what the different services and the different things that you offer and where they can find you?
So my husband and I, we are both pre or prenatal. I'm a prenatal and postpartum certified trainer. My husband and I are both certified personal trainers. We're also both certified fitness nutrition specialists. And then I am also a MAP Pilates instructor. On top of, I actually took a 250 hour sleep course when I was pregnant with that one because it was just fascinating to me, like all the nutrient deficiencies and all the things. So I've got that as well. So I have several weight training programs that also incorporate Pilates. I have a gym-based workout plan, and then I also have a home-based because I know a lot of people, whether they work out at home all the time, it is just nice to have that option. So I have those programs. I'm working right now on a standalone MAP Pilates program. That way people can do that at home. I just think it's so important for women, especially postpartum women, and not that diastasis discriminates because anyone can have diastasis. But if your core is not connected, posture is going to be off, pelvic floor issues are going to arise, intercourse is not going to be as enjoyable as it can or should be. All of these facets, like I feel like our pelvic floor is like our second brain. Like it truly is incredible, but it's just the education isn't out there. It's starting to get out there, which is wonderful. However, it's lacking severely. And so I do have several fitness programs that can be found on my Instagram. And then my husband and I also own a supplement company. So we sell protein powder, pre-workout, creatine, collagen, multivitamin, fish oil, probiotics, greens, fiber, reds and purples, aminos, the whole gamut of health and fitness, not necessarily just things that you need in the gym, because like I said, the gym makes up such a small percentage of our day. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the whole rest of the day too, and not just focusing all of our efforts onto our workouts. And then the hormone therapy is also on my Instagram. So if you would like to sign up for a virtual one-on-one, you can do that. We have, like I said, we have hormones, we have peptides, we own the compound pharmacy. So we essentially, like if someone's on thyroid medicine, we could get that. So it's a really full service. That I think a lot of women, especially if you've ever went to your OB and have raised your hand and said, "Hey, can you test my hormones?" and they say, "Oh, well, this is normal. You're in range." Okay, but like I'm still experiencing low symptoms, so something's not right. So that's where we step in, and it's like, okay, let's treat the symptom. Let's use the lab range's data. That way, we can reference back to it, and then on your next lab draw, we will then reassess symptoms. Oh, symptoms are improving. Lab numbers are shifting. Wonderful. How much further can we push it? Oh, we pushed it too far. Let's push it back. And so you work with those two things in tandem. You're just going to get so much better results. So we have that on my Instagram as well.
I love it. I love it. You know, when I was going through problems, I went to my OBGYN, and right away they were talking about birth control pills. I'm like, I'm not going on birth control pills.
No,
And
no.
then they started talking about, like, when I started having issues, that they started talking about, oh, but maybe a partial hysterectomy would be the other option, you know? And I'm
How is
thinking,
that the solution? Like that's not, I
they're
know,
gonna
I
put me in
know.
postmenopause, and then I'm gonna
Right.
feel like I'm even older, and the
Yeah.
symptoms are get even worse. And I can't tell you how many people just go with it, and they just don't realize, you know, the what's going to really happen, what these suggestions are going to do to your body, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
They think.
it's scary and it's sad because so much of those issues can be resolved with HRT. And so it's sad that doctors just resort to like, here's this pill, it'll make you feel better. Will it really? Or let's cut this out of you, or let's tie this, or let's do this. And it's like, if you feel so bad and that's the solution that your doctor is telling you, then I mean, and if you don't have the education behind it, yeah, you probably are just going to sign up for it because you just feel so bad and that just seems like it's the only option when in reality it's not. There are so many other things that we could try first. And then if those don't work over a year, then okay, maybe we need to do a little bit deeper dive here. However, most of these issues could be resolved if everyone's hormones were just balanced and monitored.
100%. Now, just remind everybody what your website is so they can go to it.
So we have a few. So my programs are on my blog, sarahbomer.com. And then our supplements are on bomernutrition.com. And then the telehealth is novushormonetherapy.com.
Excellent. Well, this has been amazing, Sarah. I'm so
Yeah.
glad that on the show. I'm glad of what you're doing, because everything that you have talked about today is the road that I took, and it changed my life. It made me feel so much better. It made me feel like a younger person. It made me so clear-minded, and I feel so youthful because I feel good, you know. And you know, I always, you know, I always talk about it, and I always try to share it. And some people are fearful because what they don't know, they fear. And then some
Right.
people think, you oh, okay, it's happening to me, I just have to deal with it, you know. And it's not the case, you know.
Right.
And
Right.
it's just like being vitamin deficient, and your doctor says take some vitamin D because your vitamin D is low. Well, it's the same thing with hormones, and it's the same thing when eating right and things like that. Everything is intertwined, you know. It's just taking the time to be with the right people to learn about it and then incorporate it into your life. And once you incorporate these things into your life and you start feeling really great, it becomes an automatic lifestyle change. You don't even think about, like, you have to do it. You're thinking about, like, it's just the norm, you know. And that's
Right.
what you're really teaching right now to people. And so I really appreciate you coming on the show. I really appreciate you really sharing your knowledge. And I hope you'll be back, and we can just, like, go more deeper into depth about some of these other topics that we touched base on slightly. But thank you
Yeah.
so much, Sarah, for being on the show. This has been
Yeah,
amazing.
absolutely. Yeah. If you want to do a follow-up on hormones or weight training or Pilates, literally anything, I could talk for days on hormones specifically.
I would love that. I would
Yeah.
love that. Thank you so much, Sarah. This has been awesome. Thank
Of
you.
course, thank you.